Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. This week, I want to talk about why Americans work so much and why that may be a bad thing for both our organizations and for ourselves. And one quick note before we start, many of the ideas in this week's Alexa shows are taken from a recent article in Fast Company titled, "People Fought for Time Off from Work, So Stop Working So Much." First, a little bit of history. In 1884, the Federation of Organized Trades and Labor Unions called for an 8-hour day in the U.S. They made buttons that read 8 hours for sleep, 8 hours for work, and 8 hours for leisure. And occasionally, some of these demonstrations turned violent. In May 1886, a dynamite bomb in Chicago's Haymarket Square was thrown when police moved in to disperse labor rights protesters, resulting in 7 dead police officers and 4 workers. The Haymarket affair became an early catalyst for the labor movement, and to this day, organized labor advocates celebrate May Day each May 1st in tribute to workers' rights worldwide. This 8-hour day movement got a real boost from Henry Ford, who responded to the labor movement's push for the 8-hour day by instituting the practice in his automobile factories. His rationale was strictly business. If people were working in his factories all week, they would not have much time to take weekend road trips in the very Model Ts that they were building. He said, "People who have more leisure must have more clothes, they eat a greater variety of food, and they will require more transportation and vehicles." In 1916, the U.S. government required an 8-hour day for all railroad workers, and in 1919, 4 million Americans, which was about 20% of the industrial labor force at that time, went on strike, demanding, among other things, more time off. And of course, during the Great Depression, it became just easier and smarter for companies to limit the work week because fewer hours from each employee meant less payroll wages going out the door for companies that were really struggling. Americans generally responded positively to shorter working hours. And by 1938, the weekend was written into federal law when President Franklin Roosevelt signed the Fair Labor Standards Act, which phased down American working hours to a maximum of 40 per week. The protection of the weekend became, well, very American. Leisure was an American value. And by the middle of the 20th century, leisure activities were at the center of American culture. Things like going to the beach, the drive-in, the bowling alley, the family campground, all signs of leisure. Americans were so positive on leisure and extra time off that many experts thought the work week would just wither away over time. Famously, the economist John Maynard Keynes thought tech advancement would lead to ultimately only a 15-hour work week by the 2020s. That's only 1 year away. How many of us expect we'll only be working about 15 hours next year? In 1965, a U.S. Senate subcommittee predicted a 14-hour work week by the year 2000. We know that didn't happen. And in 1956, then Vice President Richard Nixon was attacked for stating a shorter work week was inevitable in our time. With all that impetus towards shorter working hours, from say the late 1800s to about 1960s or so, what happened? What's changed? Why are we very unlikely to be working only 15 hours a week starting in 2020? That'll be the subject of the next 2 HR Happy Hours on Alexa. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.